Chapter 11, H2F and Physical Training. When developing physical training plans, the Strength and Conditioning Coach, SCC, and Unit Non-Commissioned Officers, NCOs, work together to create the best plan and program for their respective unit. The SCC brings knowledge of proper periodization, exercise techniques, and coaching expertise to the unit. The SCC staff can train large groups and determine the logistics requirements to ensure the workout has a good pace. The SCC can build trust with the soldiers through multiple touch points each week. This makes the soldier comfortable communicating with the SCC. The SCC works much like a consultant with the NCOs. They bring the knowledge and experience to put together a physical readiness training, PRT, plan, and adjust it to the ever-changing tactical strength and conditioning schedule. The SCC must build relationships with the NCOs, command team, and all other domain leads amongst the human performance team. At first, I was against H2F. I believed it took away from the NCOs and was not enough for my soldiers. However, after conducting a full quarter with H2F, I realized you must start small with everything you do until you get the hang of it and gradually get heavier. After going through the quarter, H2F was put back on the NCOs, allowing us to continue leading while conducting proper training. I am now 100% for H2F and utilize it every day. NCO 108 ADA FCKY. Soldiers have a wide range of physical abilities. The SCC must work with unit NCOs to scale exercises and workouts to meet these individual differences. Additionally, each brigade, BDE, has differing facilities and equipment and vary in size. These circumstances will determine how an SCC structures a workout and plan. Successful SCCs can structure a weekly plan that accommodates the equipment provided and the many traits a soldier needs. It is okay to do physical training outside the 6:30 to 800 window. Poor training management means I have to stick with a 6:30 schedule because I cannot plan past tomorrow. I think that is where our units are failing. SMA Grinston, 2022, H2F Industry Day. Special programs. The SCCs can create special PRT programs for soldiers attending competitions or schools, such as pre-ranger, ranger, or sapper school. These are physically demanding endeavors, and the SCCs have considered that in building special physical training programs. The SCCs have also overseen programming for Best Ranger and Best Sapper competitions. Additional classes. Additional classes are for those soldiers who want more focused attention on a specific exercise or movement. The following additional classes commonly occur during the 11:30 to 1300 lunch hour. Barbell class, squat, bench, and deadlift. Teach proper technique. Army Combat Fitness Test, ACFT, prep class. SCCs give tips and tricks to improve ACFT-specific tests. Movement class. Teach appropriate movement patterns and increase mobility and flexibility. Squat, hinge, push, pull, and single leg. Kettlebell movement. Proper uses of the kettlebell and variations of exercises that can be done with the kettlebell. Measure effectiveness, not performance. There is a tendency to focus tremendous effort on creating detailed class material and polished PowerPoint slides rather than the knowledge a company actually needs. Effectiveness should be measured in how many soldiers actually attend lectures. Classes serve a purpose, but only insofar as the request for the class emerges from the needs of a company, not the other way around. Find measurables within the program that truly show effectiveness and avoid metrics that simply show performance. H2F and special conditioning. Lessons learned. Soldiers with physical profiles should be integrated into the unit's physical training under the supervision of unit-level leadership, holistic health and fitness performance teams, HPTs, and master fitness personnel. Soldiers who are having difficulty meeting Army standards are part of special conditioning programs. The purpose is to build readiness so that soldiers return to full duty and deploy in support of any mission. They include ACFT improvement, Army Body Composition Program, ABCP, reconditioning while rehabilitating from an injury or illness, RPRT, and pregnancy and postpartum physical training, P3T. Note, H2F is not the proponent for P3T, but it has been identified across numerous H2F BDEs that the subject matter experts, SMEs, within the HPT are well equipped to enhance the P3T program. HPT serves the following roles and benefits. H2F personnel can assist the primary executors of the unit's special conditioning programs. Reconditioning drills and exercise provide a standard for soldiers and units to follow no matter their circumstances. Units can individualize their reconditioning programs. The HPT can provide early identification and treatment of injuries and prevent injuries, in addition to reducing soldier self-management of injuries. Leaders should anticipate an initial increase in injury rate with the implementation of the H2F system because of the early identification of injuries, and soldiers having easier access to the HPTs to report any concerns. With proper conditioning, programming, and early access to treatment, the unit controls the number of injuries at lower rates and reduces chronic or more serious injuries from developing. In accordance with IAW Army Regulation AR-350-1, soldiers must participate in collective or individual PRT at least 3 times a week. In the H2F system, optimal participation increases to 5 to 7 hours per soldier per week and includes both physical and non-physical training. Army Body Composition Program. Lessons learned. BDEs should adopt a policy that requires soldiers to use the H2F Registered Dietitian, RD, and HPT for initial and ongoing support for those enrolled in the ABCP. The RD should provide initial nutrition counseling for soldiers newly enrolled in the ABCP and is a recurring group session or series of classes to facilitate soldier attendance and accountability while expanding the RD's availability to assist other soldiers. The most effective ABCP programs implement a multi-domain, interdisciplinary approach that incorporates all members of the HPT. Unit PRT and remedial PRT can be designed to reduce the risk of weight-related injuries by integrating non-impact cardiovascular training modalities, such as aquatic exercise, cycling, and rowing. The most effective remedial PRT for soldiers enrolled in ABCP is designed to provide additional conditioning without causing overtraining and weight-related injuries. Unit leaders should consult with HPT members if they want to design and implement additional PRT sessions. Units can reduce weight stigma and increase soldier trust by using terminology that focuses more on performance-based nutrition and by implementing remedial exercise sessions to focus on general conditioning and performance rather than explicitly for weight loss. Units can reduce ABCP enrollment by using H2F to proactively provide supportive education and resources in the unit footprint to soldiers who are currently meeting but struggling to maintain their body fat standard. Data quality and access to ABCP data presented issues across most H2F resourced installations. BDE policy should be to regularly review ABCP enrollment data, for example, verifying Digital Training Management System, DTMS, versus Integrated Personnel and Pay System Army, IPPSA, enrollment data, to ensure soldiers who should be enrolled in ABCP are receiving necessary assistance from the HPT. Body composition is one indicator of physical readiness associated with an individual's fitness, endurance, and overall health. Individuals with desirable body fat percentages generally exhibit increased muscular strength and endurance, are less likely to sustain injury from weight-bearing activity, and are more likely to perform at an optimal level. The ABCP screening identifies soldiers that may struggle to achieve and maintain body composition standards for optimal well-being and performance. AR-600-9, the Army Body Composition Program, provides the policy and procedures for screening and enrollment in the ABCP. The ABCP is a commander's, CDR's, program, and administration of the ABCP is at the discretion of the unit CDR. The H2F nutrition team can assist the CDR with implementing the ABCP by using all H2F domain resources. Reconditioning, physical readiness training, Lessons learned. Reconditioning Physical Readiness Training, RPRT, coordinated by the HPT, allows for interdisciplinary collaboration and will provide optimal return to duty without further complications. RPRT programs focused on basic movement, poor movement, injury risk reduction, and pain secondary to movement dysfunction. Use of musculoskeletal injury, MSKI, triage assists with determining if collaboration with an occupational therapist, OT, is necessary. Creating a standard operating procedure, SOP, that requires soldiers to RPRT with H2F, two H2F facilitators, H2FF, and an SCC in each battalion, BN, improves compliance. Deployed H2F personnel will triage injured soldiers, and the civilian and contracted members of the HPT can perform virtual video health, V2H, meetings for those who do not need direct care. The best way to track profiles through Medical Protection System, MedPros, is to obtain access to Senior Command Portal and Administrative Portal. Reconditioning is a unit-driven and unit-run physical readiness training program for soldiers on profile. The profile may be because of illness or injury, newer soldier, or because of deployment or other circumstances. RPRT allows soldiers who are rehabilitating the ability to transition into a controlled readiness program safely. Injury profiles are divided into three categories based on severity. Category 1, severe restrictions, red. Category 2, moderate, amber, lower body restrictions and moderate upper body restrictions. And Category 3, minimum restrictions, green. FM7-22, Holistic Health and Fitness, provides charts of physical skills criteria necessary to complete before moving into the next phase. Pregnancy and postpartum physical training. Lessons learned. Decentralized programs with exercise training designed by the SCC staff have been better received by soldiers. Soldiers reported the following: better structure and continuity with training developed by SCCs. Noticeable improvements in return to activity postpartum. Fewer complications during pregnancy. Feeling encouraged and supported by other soldiers in the program, as well as SCCs. Programs with proper personnel, facilities, equipment, and proper qualified supervision are highly recommended. COSEN pelvic dysfunction screening tools should be used with all back pain and pelvic health patients, especially pregnant and postpartum patients. A clear understanding of the soldier's profile is imperative to avoid complications. P3T is an Army-mandated physical fitness program with the primary goal of maintaining unit readiness and morale by giving soldiers a PRT program that meets their needs related to pregnancy and postpartum recovery. This is accomplished through assisting pregnant and postpartum soldiers in learning and performing exercises to improve fetal and maternal health, and providing prenatal and postnatal education. The program provides postpartum fitness instruction designed to assist soldiers in meeting Army weight standards and passing the ACFT. It also provides the benefits of lower rates of pregnancy complications, increases the number of favorable deliveries and pregnancy outcomes, and lowers healthcare costs. P3T programs are either centralized or decentralized. Centralized programs service all units on the installation in a consolidated program using a specific location, often morale, welfare, and recreation, MWR, gym facilities, designated by the installation and managed by individuals appointed by the senior installation CDR. P3T cadre are comprised of service members from multiple units, with medical oversight coming from the MTF. Decentralized programs are established within the specific BDEs and only service their BDE soldiers. In H2F resourced units, HPT staff have proven effective in augmenting their unit's BDE P3T program. HPTs are best used as advisors working alongside P3T cadre. Note, the United States Army has extended the time for soldiers who give birth to meet body weight standards from 180 to 365 days postpartum. The new policy also prevents people postpartum from being admitted to the ABCP for 1 year after they've given birth. Soldiers who were active before pregnancy may be cleared by medical providers to maintain their fitness and workouts well into their pregnancy. It is safe for soldiers to continue or start most exercise programs during a normal, uncomplicated pregnancy after checking with their physician. The benefits of exercise during pregnancy include decreased back pain, improved maintenance of overall physical readiness and health, reduced risk of pregnancy-related medical complications, healthy weight gain during pregnancy and healthy weight loss afterward, avoid exhaustion and overheating. Note, the goal is maintenance. It is not the time to start new activities. Summary. Implementing H2F and developing human performance teams took time and presented many obstacles, as any new endeavors do. Starting with a pilot study at several BNs helped with planning the resourcing of BDEs, but actual completion at a larger scale took time and patience. The Army created an H2F Integration Team, HIT, to evaluate the execution of the H2F system within the BDEs. The HIT set out to learn about barriers to success, provide feedback and support, develop possible best practices, and discover lessons necessary to continue the growth of the H2F system. As a result, within its short existence, the H2F system demonstrated success and had a valuable effect on the readiness and resiliency of the Army's soldiers, demonstrating their commitment to putting people first.